don't know. I mean, he might get a little distracted, but I think if he likes the book. In the light of the moon, a little egg lay on a leaf. One Sunday morning, the warm sun came up, and pop, out of the egg came a tiny and very hungry caterpillar. He started to look for some food. On Monday, he ate through one apple, but he was still hungry. On Tuesday, he ate through two pears, but he was still hungry. On Wednesday, he ate through three plums, but he was still hungry. On Thursday, he ate through four strawberries, but he was still hungry. On Friday, he ate through five oranges, but he was still hungry. On Saturday, he ate through one piece of chocolate cake, one ice cream cone, one pickle, one slice of Swiss cheese, one slice of salami, one lollipop, one piece of cherry pie, one sausage, one cupcake, and one slice of watermelon. Boy, that night he had a stomach ache. Why do you think he had a stomach ache?
What?
Just because of all the food he ate? The next day was Sunday again. The caterpillar ate through one nice green leaf, and after that he felt much better. Now he wasn't hungry anymore. And he wasn't a little caterpillar anymore. He was a big, fat caterpillar. He built a small house, called a cocoon around himself. That's a cocoon. He stayed inside for more than 2 weeks. Then he nibbled a hole in the cocoon. That's a tape recorder. Look it. Then he nibbled a hole in the cocoon, pushed his way out, and he was a beautiful butterfly. The end. You like that?
Well, now let me look at it.
Yeah, I know. That's always guaranteed. You want to read Green Eggs and Ham? No? What is that right there?
A dog.
No, but what is that right there? Is that the sun? Do you want me to read to you Green Eggs and Ham?
No.
Do you want me to read me too? Huh?
Me too.
Read this. Do you want to read this? Okay. When my little sister saw me riding my skateboard, she said, "Me too." Then I had to help her ride. I had a paper airplane that I made myself, but my little sister saw it and said, "Me too." Then she threw it in a tree. I went hiking with my friends, and my little sister said, "Me too." I had to carry her because she got tired. Me too, me too. Yep. Do you want to read this book? Okay, we're all done. Shut that one. We'll read this one.
Mm-hmm.
When my little sister saw us playing football, she said, "Me too." Then we had to be too careful. When the snow fell, I got my sled and went to the top of the hill. Me too. Guess what
no,
my
Mama.
Little sister said?
My mama was crying.
Mm-hmm. I went skating on the pond. My little sister said, "Me too." She doesn't know how to skate, so I had to hold her up. When I went fishing, she said, "Me too." Then she caught the biggest fish.
Where's the biggest fish?
I went to my secret tree house. My little sister said, "Me too." Mom said I had to help her up. You want to look at this? Everything I do, my little sister says, "Me too." Today, my little sister had a candy cane of her very own. So I said, "Me too." Guess what my little sister said? You too.
I want to look at that.
You want to look at that? Oh, you want to look at that?
Where was it?